Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. It is April 25th, and it seems like the season is dwindling away, yet there is so much going on in the world of soccer. This next week, boy, is it jam-packed with important games, whether or not the Premier League is wrapped up, and it pretty much, after Arsenal's tie with Crystal Palace, which we'll get into, all but officially is. In fact, it might actually be mathematically impossible for Arsenal to come back and win it. But nonetheless, it's just not happening. Liverpool are Premier League champions, deservingly so. They were the most consistent team in the Prem all season long. 24 wins, 7 draws, 2 losses. You look at a team like Arsenal, 13 draws, 3 losses, 18 wins. It is not even close. Right now the gap is 12, and Liverpool have a game in hand. So that's all but wrapped up. It's looking like Arsenal will finish 3 seasons in a row in second place. And, I got to say, they did it to themselves. They signed no striker in the summer. They didn't sign a striker in January. It was pretty much outside of maybe some outside back reinforcements, which they took care of early, signing Calafiore. And obviously with Miles Skelly breaking onto the scene, that's situated. So, with a striker, Nico and myself, I think, both picked them to win at the beginning of the season. Not likely, pretty much impossible, but they have a lot to hope for. Going for their first Champions League title, the semifinals we will be previewing on this episode of First Touch. They'll be Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. We will also get into the Europa League semifinals, where there will be 2 Premier League teams featuring in both games. We have Tottenham on one end, Manchester United on the other, for a Champions League spot, as we know. But who knows? Will a Premier League team win the Europa League? That's not even certain, and we're going to discuss that and what each team needs to do to get it done. And as always, we'll be recapping week 33 of the Premier League. We'll look ahead at this weekend's Saturday and Sunday slate, as well as week 35 kicks off midweek, some important games. The real juice in the Premier League right now is that top 4 race, those Champions League places, teams like Manchester City, Nottingham Forest, Newcastle, Chelsea, and Villa all competing, and boy, is it close. The gap between 7th and 3rd right now is just 4 points. So we're going to get into all of it here on First Touch. Coming up next, we're bringing on my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. We'll start off with the Week 33 English Premier League recap before we get into the previews of both the English Premier League, Champions League, and Europa League. I'm your host, Tyler Bean. We're coming right back here on First Touch.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. responsibly.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get my main man in here, Nico Beef Sauce. How we doing, my friend?
Tyler, my good friend, happy to be back. Another Friday covering the world of soccer, and you were right on your opening. The league is wrapped up, the relegation battle is wrapped up, but this finish that we're going to see for top six is going to be absolutely electric.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, to be honest. And I think that it's needed for you know, ratings purposes, people having interest in games, because these guys are all going to fight it out. There's a ton of storylines in here. Newcastle, obviously, with their first trophy in, what, 55 years, now can also secure Champions League football for next season. They have the financial backing to improve the team in any area that's needed, and I'm sure they're going to raise a ton of cash if they – well, if they sell Izak, they're going to get $100+ million in the bank, which will be utilized. Do not doubt that or question that. Then we have Nottingham Forest for obvious reasons. I mean, they were promoted just a couple seasons ago. They're having one of the best seasons in their club's history in at least the last 20, 30, 40 years. Then we have Chelsea. You look at last season, bottom half team. Started the season, they were up in second place for a while. They've fallen off pretty significantly, but did take care of business, which we'll get into. They're sitting in six, just 3 points off top four. And then Aston Villa, who, you know, had a great season, really improved in January, great Champions League run. I believe they're still in the FA Cup as well, so they have more to fight for outside of the Premier League and the top six. And they're only 4 points off, third place. I mean, this is as tight as it gets. We're going to cover it all till the very last day. And then obviously, I mean, Champions League and Europa League, you're going to be amazing next week. But let's start with last weekend, week 33 recap. As always, some of these games we'll just kind of highlight over just because we want to make sure that we spend most of our time with you guys here covering what really matters in the Champions League and Europa League and this top six race. Brentford 4, Brighton 2. Brentford plus 150 cashes, goes over 2.5, minus 172. And Mbeumo opened it up in the ninth. Welbeck leveled things before a half. And then right out of halftime, Mbeumo added the second goal before Wissa added a third 10 minutes later. Brighton pull one back through Matoma in the 81st. Norgard sealed it in the 95th. 4-2 to Brentford. They are still 2 points behind Brighton in 10th. Brighton's in 10th. Brentford now in 11th. I mean, we both love the over in this game, that cash, huh?
Yeah, the over 2.5 was too easy here. Brighton, although they're great offensively, I feel like their defense is absolutely horrible. And if they want to do anything good next year and follow behind Newcastle's footsteps and Aston Villa's footsteps, is fix their defense.
Yeah, Brentford's really got to improve on the road as well. They're great at home. I mean, I believe this was a... No, they were home this game. Nonetheless, let's go ahead. Crystal Palace 0, Bournemouth 0. I don't think we could have sniped this one more. I said they both have the same money line odds. I'm taking the draw and I'm taking the under. Both hit. Draw plus 250, under 2.5 plus 109. Bournemouth in 8th, Palace in 12th. Bournemouth are now, I feel like they've kind of fizzled out. They're 8 points, 7 points behind that 6th place spot. I don't think that they can do it. There was a moment in there where we thought, okay, this could be it, but just not quite yet. I do think that they'll improve going into next season as well, though. Now, this one has implications. Everton 0, Manchester City 2. Manchester City -105 hits, under 2.5, +120 cashes as well. Boy, did they wait to get that goal. And, I mean, these games for City are everything. Champions League qualification is essential for them. O'Reilly in the 84th, I believe it was his first ever Premier League goal. Kovacic in the 92nd. Big result for City. They're now in third, a point ahead of Forest. They do have a game in hand that they have played. They're only 6 points behind Arsenal as well. Something to keep an eye on there. But how big is this for City and improving their chances of getting top six?
In combination, you know, with other team losing points, this is a huge win for City, especially on the road, especially against a really, really tough team against Everton. They've literally turned the season around, and they give every single team that they play trouble. Big win for them. Big 3 points.
West Ham 1, Southampton 1. Last week I said could not care less. Still don't care. Draw +350 cashes. That's pretty much the only good thing that comes out of this. I think that was kind of the obvious bet. You're not going to put your money, your hard-earned cash, on West Ham or Southampton. So bad versus bad, classic result, draw. This one was big, and to be honest, it went exactly as I thought. Aston Villa 4, Newcastle 1. I said I think Villa win this one. They lose midweek to City, which we'll get into. So at the time of this result, this was huge for Villa's top four, top six chances. The loss to City midweek really puts a burden on that. We will get into that. But just for this game alone, Villa +140 cashes, over 2.5, -168. Ollie Watkins scored a minute into this game. Place went nuts. Fabian Schär leveled things in the 18th minute. Scores a lot of goals for defenders, by the way. And then late in the second half, Villa just took over. Mattinson, a Dan Burn own goal, and a thunderbolt from Onana gives Villa a 4-1 win. Newcastle now in fifth, 1 point off Forest in fourth. And we'll get into, I'll just tell you now, Villa are sitting in seventh. With a game in hand on 57 points, with a 3 point, they're 3 points behind that fourth place spot. They're level on Chelsea, but Chelsea have a game in hand. So
yeah, you
know, this is where it's at. After that, let's focus on this game though. Before we get into just Villa in general, your thoughts on this performance and that Onana goal? If you haven't seen it, take a look. It is absolutely ripped into the top corner.
Yeah, in terms of the Villa Newcastle game, Newcastle smashes Villa. They smash Crystal Palace, 5-0 at home, and then they're playing a big game against Villa, and they get absolutely whacked. Only in the Premier League you can see results like that. Beautiful goals, tremendous energy at the Villa Park, and again, this is going to be an electric finish because everybody wants to finish in a Champions League spot, and especially with these teams not have anything else to play for, everybody's going to go for it.
Yeah, this was a little surprising from Newcastle, but I think they've been so hot recently in the league, it had to happen at some point. You can't just win everyone unless you're Arsenal in 2004. All right, Sunday slate, Fulham 1, Chelsea 2. Chelsea +145 cashes, over 2.5, -131. Iwobi scored and opened things up. It looked like Chelsea were kind of dead in the water till George, don't even know who this guy is. I think it was his first ever goal for Chelsea. One of his first times even on the field, scored in the 83rd minute. Pedro Neto scored the winner in the 93rd. Big for Chelsea and their top six hopes. They're now in sixth, 4 points off top four. They have that game in hand against Villa in the sixth spot. So if they get any sort of result on the weekend, they will they'll have an advantage over Villa in that top six race. How big was this for Chelsea? Can they use this as momentum to finish the season strong and not and get themselves into the Champions League spot? Or do you see them finishing at that six mark? Because the top five are in the Champions League this season. It is now confirmed. So they're 2 points behind Newcastle, who are in fifth. Can they leapfrog them and secure a spot in next season's Champions League?
The biggest challenge for Chelsea this year has been consistency, because you said it perfect. They started off really strong, and then they went into the dumps in terms of performance, in terms of, you know, their psychology was not good, their confidence was not good. This is a huge win for them, but I am not convinced because, of course, I just said they've been inconsistent, especially on the road. And also, they have to face Everton at home, but after that, they're facing Liverpool. They're facing Newcastle, they're facing Manchester United, and they're facing Forest. Those, to me, are all going to be
tough
games.
That's a tough run of games.
Exactly. They're playing really strong teams. Like, even the game against Everton, which is coming up, it's not going to be an easy one. Everton is going to give them trouble. So, I think top six, maybe.
Ipswich 0, Arsenal 4. We'll spend no time on it. United 0, Wolves 1. Wolves plus 220 cashes. Great free kick from Saliba. United stink. Hoyland stinks. We're skipping over that. Leicester City 0, Liverpool 1. At first, you'd think there's nothing really to it. Trent Alexander-Arnold, though, scores the goal, and just an all-time celebration. Rips the shirt off, goes over to the crowd, screaming his face off. His jersey gets stuck on the corner flag. One of the coolest pictures you could see amidst all the transfer rumors, everything going on, them winning the league. He's, you know, a boyhood Liverpool fan, came up through the academy and everything. Your thoughts on this moment, and do you think there's a chance that he does end up staying? Because, you know, people are reading into the celebration and what it means and all that passion. Was it just letting out the frustration that everyone's been giving him some slack, or do you think that he's frustrated that people think that he's just going to abandon Liverpool?
Fabrizio said it's really close to being a done deal, so I don't want to doubt the GOAT, but that celebration to me showed how much he loves the club, how much he loves the fans. When you celebrate with all that passion and all that energy, that does show that you hold very, very strong and dear emotions in your heart for Liverpool. Props to Alexander-Arnold for the goal. It was a beautiful strike with a
great finish.
Great finish. And then, you know, the moment of the game, Liverpool getting this win on the road against Leicester City, which are already relegated. But it does show these players care. The players that love the clubs, you love to have them in your team. If he changed his mind, I'm sure Liverpool would be so happy to keep him.
Yeah, I think you should say myself. But and then the other one, it was a Monday game, Tottenham 1, Forest 2. We both thought this was insane. Tottenham Forest plus 175 cashes, over 2.5 minus 173. Very, very big for them and their hopes for a Champions League spot. Nonetheless, we will look ahead at next week. We're going to recap week 34, the midweek slate first, and then we'll look ahead at next week in the Premier League before we get into all the Champions League and Europa action. So, First Touch rolls on. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We're going to be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get into it. Week 34 kicked off midweek. It will continue on throughout the weekend. It started off with an absolute bang. Manchester City 2, Aston Villa 1. Massive, massive result for City, and could be what proves to be a detrimental result for Villa. Both these teams are neck and neck in that race for those top five spots. City minus 135 money line cash as it goes under 3.5 minus 160. Bernardo Silva scored early for City in the seventh. Rashford leveled things for Villa from the spot. Love to see that as a United fan. And then Nunez scored the winner after just an unbelievable bit of skill from Doku. I mean, he beats his man with ease and sends an inch perfect, and when I say inch perfect, when you watch the replay in slow motion, you almost think to yourself, oh, the defender just didn't reach his leg out and get it. It was that good of a cross. Right, yeah. To Nunez, taps it in. City in third, 1 point gap on Forest. Forest do have that game in hand, though, so if they get a result, you can expect them to leapfrog back up. But nonetheless, I mean, Nico, this is as big as a result as you can get. I mean, this is one of the biggest games of the season for City and for Villa, if you're throwing it out there. And City prevail. It looked like it was going to be a draw for pretty much just right up until the end. City steal the points. Talk about it.
A win against somebody that's close to you in the standings counts for double. You get 3 points for beating them, but you get an extra 3 points for leaving them behind. And this is what this was for City, because Villa was just inching forward, especially after the win against Newcastle. Huge win for City, huge win for their confidence, because it's the second one in a row now against Everton away from home. And, you know, Doku, that special bit of skill that he has is the reason why Pep signed them from France. That guy has a lot of skill, man, but he needs space. If he is able to produce in tighter spaces and he can develop that part of his game, he can be, you know, very, very influential.
I was just going to say, if he could figure out how to shoot and how to just develop a better first touch in those tight spaces, this guy we're talking would potentially be one of the best wingers in the world. Because in terms of skill,
he's huge.
One-on-one, I mean, you can't get the ball off of him. Like, you cannot get the ball. He's that quick.
He's a
that
baller.
Good. He's an absolute beast, but he can't finish, and his first touch is mediocre at best. So, he's dangerous. So, and Pep says it. You know, one-on-one, he's one of the best wingers in the world. But it's getting that out of him and getting him to be more consistent in front of goal is developing that cross. If he can get that consistency around that cross and that little move, we're talking about a whole different level for Jeremy Doku. Great player, great goal nonetheless. City take all 3 points. Arsenal 2, Palace 2. Draw +324 cashes, over 2.5 -125. Kawar opened things up 3 minutes in. Not who you expect to see as the first goal scorer. But then Eze, I mean, he did his best Diego Forlan impression back from, what, the 2010 World Cup? An unreal side volley, smashes it off the ground, posts it in. Unbelievable bit of skill, unbelievable control. This guy will be playing for a top six team in the Prem next season, if not one of the big clubs abroad in other top five leagues across Europe. Talk about this goal real quick, Nico, before we get into the rest of the game, because this was special.
What an absolute golazo. I mean, I got off my couch and clapped with both hands pretty loud. That is why we watch the game of soccer and why we love this game so much. The goal is absolutely beautiful. And what's most impressive about this goal, Tyler, is that Eze had a terrible penalty kick taken against Newcastle last week, which he was dogged about. It was the midweek game that they lost 5-0.
Yeah.
He had this terrible penalty kick, and then he comes up with a shot here, which not only gives Crystal Palace a point, they also had a chance towards the end of the game to put it away for good and get a win in there. And it makes things a little bit interesting for Arsenal because they dropped 2 points here in a game that it was like almost like a sure win on the books. And they have to keep winning until the end, it seems like, to secure that spot.
And, you know, it's often when you see a goal like that, you think it's definitely, undoubtedly going to be the best goal that we see in the game. Trossard made it 2-1 for Arsenal right before halftime. But then late on, Mateta, I mean, takes advantage of an Arsenal mistake. But the way he turns the defender and immediately knows where the goalkeeper is at, he hits this delightful little chip. And you see it curving and curving and curving, and you're thinking, there's no way that's going in. And bar down, it goes in. Top ends. Just absolute class finish from Mateta, who's quietly having the best season of his career at Crystal Palace. I mean, Crystal Palace, outside of the first couple months of the season, are dangerous. I mean, they are 12th right now in the Premier League, ahead of teams like Everton, United, Tottenham, Wolves, West Ham. We both expected to have a very good season, and they've obviously fallen short, but unbelievable goal from Mateta. This game really all, but I don't know if you know, it's not mathematically impossible for Arsenal to win at this point, but if Liverpool take even a point out of their game this weekend, they're the champions. It's been over. We've all known that. All right, let's just get into the Week 34 weekend preview here before we get into the Champions League stuff. Chelsea home versus Everton. Big, big, big game for Chelsea. They're minus 175, draw plus 210, Everton plus 480. Over 2.5, minus 125, under 2.5, minus 105. What do you got here? Because, look, Everton are dangerous. They will not lie down here. They will press forward. They have nothing to lose. I'm sure that these guys will be getting up and wanting to knock Chelsea out of those Champions League spots. What do you got here in this one?
I love the under 2.5 in this game because I expect Chelsea, even if they go up 1-0, to try to protect that result. I told you what teams they have to face for the rest of the season. It's either 3 points in this game or they're going to make it to a Champions League spot. That's pretty much it. It's kind of like a final for them here.
It honestly is, and that has to be factored in here because they're going to know and they'll be very much aware of the fact that this is really their last game against what you could call significantly less difficult competition. I'm not against Everton. It's just when you look at the other teams they have to play, what is it? Arsenal, Newcastle, United
and Forest.
I mean, just outside of United, because we're dog water. Those other Arsenal, Newcastle, and Forest are going to be very difficult to get anything from. And all of those teams that are mentioned are in that race with them. So
absolutely,
this is essential for Chelsea. I expect them to get it done narrowly. I think this is an under 2.5 game for me. They win 1-0. Cole Palmer breaks the scoring streak. That is my prediction.
I agree.
One of the other teams that's in the race, Newcastle home versus Ipswich. Obviously, that's a win. They're minus 525. I'm not expecting anything out of that. You have Wolves, Leicester. There's nothing really there. The Saturday slate's a little weak, if I'm being honest with you. It's just it doesn't have too much juice. But the Sunday slate, there's a fun one. Bournemouth home versus United. Bournemouth minus 145, draw plus 310. United plus 375, over 2.5, minus 158, under 2.5, plus 115. Nico, I got to tell you right now, part of why I wanted to jump to this one here, Bournemouth minus 145 is free. It is free. United have the biggest game of their season on Thursday next week. I promise you, well, if Amorim plays full strength team here with nothing to gain, I would be shocked. You can't risk an injury. You can't. I mean, the game on Thursday away is so huge. What are your thoughts here? This has to be Bournemouth, right? And over 2.5. I think they could score 3 or 4 against us.
I love Bournemouth money line. I will say though that there is a danger between resting players and trying to keep them fresh for a big game because I feel like you got to give players some rhythm. So I don't expect Amorim to play, 11 U19 players here. I expect him to give some minutes to players, get them warmed up. Obviously, United is not going to play 100 miles per hour. They're not going to put their legs on the line on this one. So I totally agree with you. Bournemouth money line. I'm a little bit afraid of the over because I don't know if it would have to be Bournemouth that covers it because I don't think United scores in this game.
Yeah, I don't think we score in this game either. Maybe a penalty or something like that.
Something lucky.
Something lucky. All right, Sunday, Liverpool home versus Tottenham, minus 375, draw plus 550, Tottenham plus 850, over 3.5, minus 120, under 3.5, minus 105. How do Liverpool win the league at home in this game? Is it a draw? Do they win 5-0? Do they blow them out? Is it tight? Because I'm telling you now, there's not a chance in hell that Tottenham gets any sort of result here. Much like United, they're focused on Thursday. The league is wrapped up already. Tottenham have no business doing it. Well, they can't do anything in the Premier League. Their fate is sealed. They are not getting relegated. They are not getting Champions League. They have no chance at a European spot. What is the result here? Quickly, how do Liverpool beat Tottenham and by how much?
I think Liverpool wins this game 3-0. Place blows up and it's coming home again.
It's going to be quite the scene. I got to tell you, Arne Slot in his first season, I mean, could not have done surpasses expectations anymore. Unbelievable season for Liverpool, deserving champions.
Incredible.
Up next, we're going to get into the week 35 preview for the midweek slate. There's two games midweek for week 35 that we're going to cover, and then we are getting into what we've all been waiting to talk about for the last 2 weeks, the Champions League and Europa League semifinals here on First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back. Don't move.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let me paint this picture for you real quick. Monday, we got nothing. It's Monday. Yeah, some people call it the worst day of the week. I actually personally like Mondays, but that's neither here nor there. I digress. We have action. Let me paint this picture. Tuesday, Champions League semifinal. Wednesday, Champions League semifinal. Thursday, two Europa League semifinal games. As well as Nottingham Forest versus Brentford, which Forest, this is a big game for top six implications. Friday, City home versus Wolves, who have been playing great. Again, huge for top six. And then we go into a weekend of the Premier League. This next week is going to be beautiful. It is what dreams are made of. Let's start with the Premier League action midweek. Kicking things off Thursday, Nottingham Forest home versus Brentford. Forest plus 115. Draw plus 260, Brentford plus 220, over 2.5 minus 130, under 2.5 minus 102. Do Forest take care of business, or are Brentford going to shake up this top six race?
They already had a hiccup against Everton. I'm going all in on Forest money line. I think there's tremendous value on there. I don't think they lose another game at home. I think they're going to put all of their effort in front and try to get a W. Mourinho is having an amazing season. It might be his last one with Forest. I do also like the over 2.5 because I don't think that Brentford is a team that is necessarily going to play defense, even when they play away.
We keep getting these Nottingham Forest money lines that just scream, take me. And we keep taking them, and they keep cashing. I'm not switching it up here. I love Forest plus 115. I love the over 2.5 as well. Forest at home, they will go for this one. They will score goals. Brentford will concede. But Brentford also are very prone to score goals. Like they're going to play on the front foot. I like a 2-1 Forest win, maybe even a 3-2 banger of a game here. Moving on to Friday, City home versus Wolves. City minus 275, draw plus 425, Wolves plus 675, over 3.5 plus 125, under 3.5 minus 168. I'll tell you what, Wolves, I have won five successive Premier League games. After the start they had, they have secured their safety, and they could really spoil the party for City. Not it'll knock them out, but it'll definitely, you know, it'll be a blow, and it'll make things more difficult for them. Can they go into the Etihad and make some noise, or are City going to take care of business at home?
City takes care of business here. And listen, they had two big wins. If they cannot beat Wolves at home in this game, they don't deserve a Champions League spot, as simple as that.
I agree. City are going to win. Wolves are not winning six in a row, and especially when the six is away at Manchester City.
Yeah.
All right, it's time. We've been waiting for this, feels like, for a very long time.
Such a long time,
man. We've talked about it from the beginning of the season. I remember the show where we first highlighted the new Champions League format, the table, everything. We have four teams left. The semifinals kick off at the Emirates on Tuesday. And I will tell you this, that atmosphere is going to be insane. It is going to be loud. Fans are going to be absolutely losing their minds. Arsenal have been salivating at the thought of lifting that Champions League trophy for decades. They have never done it, nor have PSG. And, this is going to be cinema. Arsenal are favorites at plus 110. The draw is plus 245. PSG plus 240. Over 2.5, minus 114. Under 2.5, minus 110. Now, one thing I will add. I obviously believe that it's an advantage to play at home, but there's something to be said about expectations and the weight of the emotion that'll be on their shoulders at home. For Arsenal, if they score first, they will be able to breathe. I think it's going to be very, very tense, and if PSG can find a way to score first, I think that they at least secure themselves a draw here, because I think a PSG goal, especially early, will suck the air right out of that stadium. What are your thoughts on this matchup, this first leg of the what I think is going to be an all-time tie here between Arsenal and PSG?
First of all, I will say that PSG has a huge advantage here. They get to play their first game away from home and know exactly the score they need to qualify coming back to France. In terms of quality and experience, I do think Arsenal has the upper hand. I do think that Arteta being on the bench gives them a lot of quality, a lot of consistency. Luis Enrique has only been in PSG for a couple of years. In terms of the matchup, both teams are going to have to be tactically perfect in order to not concede, because Bukayoko Saka, man, that performance in Bernabeu leaves rent-free in my head. He missed a penalty, but his performance overall, the effort that he put on defense, the problems he caused in the final third against Madrid have had to be discussed. And going in there with that type of like confidence, I don't think that Arsenal should be afraid of anybody, but you're facing a team that is extremely dangerous on the attack. They went through Anfield, they went through Villa Park, they returned to the Emirates, and I don't think that, you know, they're going to experience anything in terms of atmosphere that they haven't seen before. I will add a little bit of salt and pepper to this and say that PSG today were handed their first loss in the French league. They were literally going to finish the league unbeaten if they had won this game, probably. They lost 3-1 to Nice. So, I don't know. Is this a bad sign for PSG? Or
No. I'm not. What I'll tell you is this. Saka, sure, had a good game. Mensch shut down Salah, home and away. Nuno Mendes shut down Salah. And I will not have any conversation with anybody that will tell me Saka is even close to the player that Salah is, and Salah is having one of the best seasons of his career. I've got to be honest. I'm loving PSG at plus 240. I think the value on that is insane.
Money line?
I like the value on PSG at plus 240. What I like in the game is PSG or a draw. I don't know. I just think that PSG's attack is very, very good. And look, I know Arsenal's defense is great as well. But PSG's defense is locked down, and they have the advantage in goal. The goalkeepers here, Donnarumma, always shows up for big games, always. And I think that Arsenal are going to have a very tough time scoring in this game. You look back at the goals that they scored at home against Real Madrid, I'll tell you this now, Declan Rice is not banging two free kicks upper 90 in this game. He's not. He's just not. And if you take if that first free kick doesn't happen, and obviously I mean, we can't talk like this, it's hypotheticals, but that gave Arsenal the momentum and the energy in the stadium. Without a moment like that, it's going to be very tough to beat this PSG team. I just think that they're different. Their coach, for me, Enrique, has been here. He has done that. He will know exactly what he's walking into. He will have his team prepared for this moment, for this atmosphere, versus Arsenal, on the other hand, have all the pressure in the world. They have never won the Champions League. They just beat Real Madrid. You know their fans are talking crazy online. I'm backing PSG or draw. And I also like the under 2.5 at minus 110 here. I don't think we see a lot of goals here. I think PSG, like you said, will go in here knowing what they need to do, wanting to take care of business, and will be more than happy with the draw, with the chance to advance to a Champions League final on their home
field. Tyler, I want to say one thing. I want to say that PSG, although they went through Liverpool and they went through Villa, they gave up a lot of chances to those teams. And Donnarumma, he's been big for them. But when you give up a lot of chances to a team, you might get punished for it.
I agree with that. Keep in mind, Arsenal do not have a striker. They don't. Yeah, they have no number nine. They have no number nine. You think Mikel Mourinho is going to, you know...
No.
Don't get me wrong. No, he's certainly capable. I think he's a fantastic player. But I'm not sold by their front three right now, especially as we will see. And then you think that's the best game of the week, and then you look at Wednesday, two storied clubs. This is Tradition FC versus Tradition FC, Barcelona home versus Inter Milan. I mean, crazy. What a fixture. Barcelona minus 143, draw plus 320, Inter plus 350. Over 3.5 plus 125, under 3.5 minus 165. I just love this Barca team, man. They are clicking. Pedri is playing unbelievably. What do you think of this one?
Listen, this is going to be a historic match for both sides. The thing that comes to mind first when I hear Barcelona facing Inter has got to be Mourinho and him knocking them out in obviously one of the strongest years that they've ever had. Messi was playing, Yaya Toure was playing, Ronaldinho was playing.
Down a man.
It was the year that we saw Eto play at right back with Mourinho.
Victor Valdez trying to fight Mourinho on the field.
Yes,
afterwards.
Yes. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. And listen, this team for Inter is gonna have a completely different approach to that. They're gonna play with two guys up front. They're gonna try to expose Barcelona in space, just like they did against Bayern Munich. They did a phenomenal job on those two games, and I feel like that gave them a lot of confidence. The only thing is that both of these teams also have to focus on the league. So it's going to really have to be a game of focus, and it's going to have to be very clinical from both of them, because the attack here is very dangerous.
Yeah, man. The Rafinha, Lewandowski, and Lamar, I mean...
Oof. Lewandowski's not playing. Oof. Lewandowski's injured. He's out for 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. That changes things.
-145 is there for a reason, my friend.
That changes things a lot. Wow. I had not done my homework about that one.
Levi's out. He picked up an injury in that crazy comeback that they had.
Who will play up top for them?
Ferran Torres, most likely.
He can score goals. Not
he can
not
score even, goals.
But it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same, yeah, but because like Lewandowski is a great linker, and Ferran Torres is more like a finisher type guy, I feel. But, you know, they still have Rafinha. They still have Yamal. They still have Pedri. They still have De Jong. They have a lot of players.
We're going to need to see like Spain in the 2012 Euros playing with no striker type of performance for Barcelona to win this. Because Inter are very disciplined defensively. They always are. They are a very well-organized team. They have a great coach, a great team.
Bastoni's they played with five at the back.
DeMarco's a beast. Yeah, this is going to be tough. I like the under 3.5 here for sure, though. I really, really like that a lot. Even under 3, I would take. There will not be more than 3 goals in this game, I'm telling you now, especially with Lewandowski out. All right. The Europa League semifinals, Thursday. It starts off Atletico Bilbao. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's perfect, my friend. Perfect.
Bilbao home versus my Manchester United. Bilbao is -102 favorites. The draw is +240. United +290. Over 2.5 +109. Under 2.5 -141. I don't know anything about Bilbao.
Oh man, I gotta tell you.
They, from my understanding and the little research I've done, they're a dangerous team.
Oh.
If United can get out of here with a draw, I would be thrilled. I'm not sure they can. You look at the other side of this. We'll get into it real quick. Tottenham home versus what? Bodo Glimt, a team that if anyone who's listening, you can tell me that you've watched one of their games, I will know that you, my friend, are a liar.
I've watched two of them.
Tottenham are -350 in their leg. Granted, they're home, of course. Draw +500. Bodo Glimt +870. Tottenham is walking into the Europa League final. United have work to do. Bilbao, you could say, I guess they have work to do. But I don't know. The one thing about this Manchester United team, you can look back over the last couple of seasons when things have been bad. For some reason, they show up in these moments. Do you think that they have a chance to actually go in here and win this game, or do you think that a draw is really the best they can hope for?
I don't think they score a goal, my friend. And listen, Athletic Bilbao is a historic team. Spain. Ernesto Valverde was coaching Messi in his prime at Barcelona. This team is going to be very tough to beat. They're very tactically proficient. Their defense is great. They have great strikers up front. They got Nico Williams and Iñaki Williams, the brothers. I think this is a terrible matchup for United as a whole. I don't think they're by any means the favorite. If they go through Bilbao and get to the final, it's going to be a miracle. It's truly going to be a miracle. And then Tottenham is facing a team that only plays really good at home. Let's see what they come up with in this matchup. I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks.
I want to get more into this United game after the break coming up here. So a two-minute drill will be focused on the Europa League semifinals here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back to talk more of the Bilbao United matchup.
want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back to First Touchdown for the 2-Minute Drill here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get back into this Bilbao United situation. I've just found out the final is in Bilbao, which is one of those, like, it's meant to happen, destiny, miracle type vibes that I'm getting here. But your thoughts on what United, if United is going to get a result, and let's say the best result they can get here is a draw, what are the keys to that happening?
They have to score a goal. They have to be perfect defensively. Bilbao has great attackers up front, as I said earlier, and United's biggest weakness this year has been their midfield and definitely their defense. Onana, is he going to show up or is he going to start letting the ball go through his hands again?
Bilbao puts a lot of
pressure on defenses, not only on open space, but also from set pieces. They're very good at that. They are a team that holds the ball a lot, so United is going to have to definitely be on the whole time and pressuring the ball. I'm telling you, man, this is a very bad matchup for United. If they want to get a result away from home, they definitely have to score a goal. And then when they come back to England to play their second leg, they definitely need to pressure the ball the whole 90 minutes or 120. Let's see what happens.
My highlight is Diego Dalo and Lenny Oro on right wing back and right center back against Nico Williams. If they can shut him down, we stand a chance. But we'll know next week what happens in all of what we've discussed on this episode of First Touch. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. Next Friday, boy, will we have an absolute ripper of the show for you. So we'll see you next week. Cannot wait. Nico, I'll talk to you throughout the week. Thank you so much. And guys, as always, thank you. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, signing off with Nico Beef Sauce here on First Touch.